CliffCentral.com.
So we've got an interesting dude here that I wanted to talk to, and I'm pleased that he can join us this morning. We're going to talk about someone who's doing extraordinary things. This morning, I wanted to highlight the rise of a guy called Manuel Rodriguez. He's the CFO of African Operations and the MD of Escolha de Povo, which is in Mozambique. Miguel's been announced as the overall winner of the 2020 Top 35 Under 35 Chartered Accountants Award, and that's a pretty impressive thing. And the Top 35 Under 35 competition was launched by the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, SICA, in 2014 to recognize its young CAs. It's proven to be a huge, successful operation in recognizing and promoting young CAs under the age of 35 who are not just achieving extraordinary results in their professional capacity, but also are having a positive impact on society. So we thought we would spotlight Manuel this morning. Hey, Manuel, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Good, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise, but a really awesome thing to have happened in my life.
Well, it's very good to have you on this morning, and I love hearing these stories. But tell us about the projects you're involved in, particularly this school, Escolha de Povo, in Mozambique. Tell us about that.
Sure. So the company we set up in Mozambique in 2015, and it translates, it's Portuguese, and it translates to the people's choice.
Mm.
So effectively what the business is it, you know, it's got quite a big social leg to it, but it is actually a properly functioning business. So what we do is we've set up like a or we've taken control over some government assets, which is a feed mill and a maize mill. And what we do is we procure all of our inputs from the small-scale farmers. So there's about 75,000 farmers that we have in our books, and each of these guys are growing like a ton, 2 tons, 3 tons of maize, soya, you know, other types of things. We buy that from them. We process, so we make a chicken feed. We make a fortified maize meal.
Yes.
And we then built our own hatchery. So we sell the day-old chick and the feed, then back to the communities, and then we send our technicians out there to teach the guys how to grow chicken. And then once the guys have grown the chicken, they then sell the live bird.
It's a whole cycle of sustainability, and obviously when you study...
It's a little microeconomy. Legitimately a little microeconomy.
I mean, when you study to be a chartered accountant, you think, oh, well, I'll just deal with the books in some company. But now here you are dealing with day-old chicks and chicken feed and a sustainable economy.
Yeah,
it's actually quite incredible.
Yeah, and I think one of the benefits, or I think one of the reasons why we were able to get government across the line with a project like this, is that if you look at maize or soy, you know, any type of agricultural crop, your yield would be a once a year type of thing. So when harvest time comes, you pull out whatever you've grown and you sell that. Where the benefit of doing something with chicken is literally every 35 days, you've got something to sell and you churn. So yeah, I think it's been quite a learning curve. It's been quite interesting to take what you've learned and then plug it into an environment that is completely out of your field. And yeah, so it's personally, it's been really developmental.
What made you decide to study chartered accountancy?
So yeah, I was never meant to be a CA. I left school and I went straight into my law degree. And in my final year of law, I had some commercial subjects as part of my law degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then my lecturers sort of saw like accounting was, you know, sort of the thing. And at the time I was president of the SRC, so I was dealing a lot with the deans of the various faculties. So then the dean of the economics and finance faculty pretty much pulled me aside and said, look, I heard your lecturers say that, you know, you've got a bit of a knack for this type of thing.
Yeah.
Send me your CV. So then I sent it to, yes.
Wow.
No, Sia's never, that's never happened to him. So he was just surprised.
No. I was called into the principal's office for not good reasons. So if the dean is congratulating you, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
No, at the time I just felt like, you know, she was trying to be mates because, you know, I was president of the SRC, so I didn't think much of it. And then she said, submitted my CV, and then some of the firms came back and were like, look, if you do a conversion course, we'll give you a bursary, and I suppose the rest is history. So I was actually meant to be a lawyer, but life sort of like deflected my path.
No, that sounds amazing. And getting this award, is this important to you? I know you were hugely surprised. You had no idea it was coming, right?
I didn't. I think if I, when I looked at the caliber of all the other candidates, and I had made peace with the fact that, okay, maybe this isn't for me, and it's completely okay, and I'm here to support whoever does get it. I think what is subsequently having a little bit of time to have reflected on what's actually happened here. You know, a lot of people sometimes think, you know, like you got this award, it means you're like the best of something. And it's not really the case. It's nice to be recognized. But for me, I think if anything, that this award is a platform.
So I was just saying now that you learned two new languages in order to communicate better with the people on the ground. What languages are those?
So So it wasn't two. I think one of the judges might have misunderstood me. It was one and a little bit of another. So, I signed up for Portuguese classes. Mm-hmm. So I signed up for a 4-month course. And that's held me in really good stead in this particular project. Cause a lot of the interactions that we have are, you know, with ministers and, you know, that type of thing, cause government is involved in this project. So the ability to communicate in their languages is quite important. And then, you know, you learn the occasional, you know, the local dialect is a language called Chichewa.
Yes.
I wouldn't say I speak Chichewa at all, but like some of the basic catchphrases like thank you and please and all of those types of things, you learn those bits and pieces. I think it is important. I mean, communication is one of the key elements of any human relationship. And so initially when I first signed onto this project, we were attending these meetings with government officials to get the right deal done, but the meetings were all held in Portuguese and English, sorry. And at some point you sort of have to come to the party if this is what you want to be
just
doing.
Tell us quickly, what are your goals for next year? Cause we're approaching the end of 2020. It's been a hell of a difficult year for everybody, but what are your goals for the next one?
So in my mind, specifically relating to the project in Mozambique, in terms of the vision that I have for this particular project, we're currently about 60% through. There's another couple of elements that, you know, that I need to put in place. So one of the things that I do really want to do is to put in place an abattoir type structure. So just to explain some logic behind that is you can imagine if you're growing chicken and this chicken is ready after 35 days for sale, but you don't sell it for whatever reason, you still need to keep on feeding it. So the small-scale farmer's margin starts to decrease. Then you're guaranteeing the margin for the small-scale farmer, and then in doing that, you're increasing your volumes, getting better uptake and all of that. So my goal for 2021 is to put that in place. So it's about a $2 million investment, which I'm working on.
Sure.
And that takes me then to 80% of my vision, and then the last leg is for 2022.
Well, good luck, man. It sounds incredible, and congrats again on your award, and we'll hopefully check in with you again once you've taken this thing to the next level again, which it sounds like you're one of those people who makes things happen. It's good to meet you. Thanks, Manuel.
Thank you.
Cool, man. There we go. Manuel Rodriguez. CliffCentral.com.